You're listening to SBS News.
With the novel coronavirus so far killing more than 130 people in China and infecting more than 5,500 people worldwide, the World Health Organization has raised the global risk level from moderate to high. WHO spokesman Christian Lintmeyer says while the organisation's latest report assesses the virus's risk to China at very high, it doesn't warrant being declared an international public health emergency as it's yet to spread widely outside the country.
Once we fully understand more about how the virus transmits or in what form it transmits, whether it's only in a form of when a patient shows strong symptoms or also in the form of mild symptoms, and of course countries and health systems can much better prepare. And we would know at what to look for at entry points in airports, harbors or train stations, for example.
He says it can take anywhere from 1 to 14 days for symptoms to develop, with the infected able to pass it on to others during that time.
Self-protection is still the best possible way we can go about this. This virus behaves flu-like, and as it behaves flu-like, you can also protect yourself, as it were, against somebody having a flu.
Professor Rainer McIntyre is head of the biosecurity program at the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute. She explains how the mortality rate of the Wuhan coronavirus compares to other similar viruses like SARS and MERS.
At this stage, it's less than SARS and less than MERS. So MERS has the highest mortality rate. It's like 26 to 30%. SARS, it's about 12%. And in this virus, the estimates have ranged from 2 to 5%.
She says the estimates of how infectious the novel coronavirus is are varying due to incomplete data, but it appears to be more highly transmissible than MERS.
One thing with SARS was that by this stage, we were seeing epidemics, like full-blown epidemics in other countries. We haven't seen that yet with this virus. Although there's been a big surge in China, we're not seeing epidemics in other countries. And so that localization to China, which has land borders with other nations, is not suggesting to me that it's highly, highly contagious.
In Melbourne, scientists at the Doherty Institute have managed to replicate coronavirus in laboratory conditions, the first recreation outside China. The virus was grown from a patient sample that arrived at the Royal Melbourne Hospital on the 24th of January and will be shared with the World Health Organization before being given to labs across the globe. Professor McIntyre says it could help researchers better understand the virus's symptoms, as well as developing an antibody test and a vaccine.
Hopefully it'll lead to more rapid sharing of information as well, so that the people working on vaccines, such as the group in the University of Queensland, can accelerate their work.
So far, 5 people have tested positive to the coronavirus in Australia. 4 of those cases are in New South Wales, where the state government has asked parents to keep their children at home if they've been in China within the past 14 days. The recommendation contradicts the advice of the federal government, which doesn't include preventing recent China travellers attending school. Education Minister Dan Tehan has told the Nine Network parents should heed the advice of federal medical experts.
That advice is, unless you've been in direct contact with someone who has the virus or are showing symptoms, you're fine to go to school or go to a childcare centre.
Meanwhile, the government's Smart Traveller website has been updated to advise Australians to reconsider their need to travel to China. It comes as the federal government continues to work with Chinese authorities on a plan to help hundreds of Australian nationals in Wuhan and the wider Hubei province get home. But Christian Lintmeyer says the head of the WHO doesn't support any evacuations from China's affected areas.
DG and Chinese officials discussed measures to protect the health of Chinese and foreigners during this outbreak and in the outbreak areas, including possible alternatives to evacuation of foreigners to ensure that no infections are imported back to the home countries of those foreigners.
South Korea and Japan are sending chartered flights to Wuhan to evacuate their citizens, while the European Commission says it will help fund two aircraft to fly EU nationals home. Amy Hall, SBS News.